For the baby boomers, television was something that grew up with them, something that arrived at home one day like a younger sibling. For today's 30-year-olds, television was full-grown, its golden age a distant rumor by the time they tuned in. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And today we are marking our 30th birthday by checking in with other 30-year-olds. Here are Chris Potter, Mark Fallon, Mike Wolfe, James Williams, and to start, Becky Serafini.
The generation prior to us, they read things, whereas we get the information from television because that's the easy way to get that. It's a vehicle to get information.
For me, it was probably a wet nurse. We all watched way too much of it.
Is it getting bigger?
The Brady Bunch. That seemed to be a part of afternoons, was the incessant reruns of the Brady Bunch.
Robert Brady, you are now an astronaut on the moon.
You can make a reference to a specific episode of the Brady Bunch, you know, the one where they broke the vase and they glued it back together and it leaked, the hidden burial ground on Hawaii, and people will know.
Well, you shouldn't sneak up on people.
Soon we'll be making Saturday nights, the Love Boat Fantasy Island combination. And of course, it was way past my bedtime, but I would constantly sneak up into the hallway to try to watch it.
Well, I think the Dukes of Hazzard was pretty cool from, I guess, my preteen years up until probably about 15, which really, I guess, by then was like close to MTV time. You know, the beginning of MTV, and started watching music videos, and that's whenever cable started coming around. So once cable hit, I was pretty much on TV all the time.
I like Andy Griffith and Sanford and Son and Dukes of Hazzard, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Cosby Show?
Very good show, yeah. Yeah, that was like a revolution.
Theo, my boy, you are about to become a part of the Huxtable tradition.
There was no negative stereotypes of what we were used to seeing, no slapstick kind of thing going on, and that shocked a lot of people. But it crossed barriers because you had a lot of, the whole country would watch it. It didn't have any racial lines.
That's James Williams, who's African-American.